Lung cancer has become the most common cancer in the world, according to The Lancet, a medical journal that's calling on countries to raise cigarette taxes 50% every year. The Wisconsin Medical Society supports a one-time dollar a pack increase in the state. CEO Susan Turney says there's growing evidence that the cost of cigarettes deters smokers, especially younger ones.
The Lancet article clearly confirms that there is really a growing body of evidence that raising the cigarette tax is really the most effective way to reduce youth smoking.
Turney says 30% of adolescents in Wisconsin smoke, but predicts many would quit if the legislature were to adopt a bipartisan proposal raising the tax on cigarettes. Senator Carol Ressler is co-author of that bill.
It's really about improving the health of Wisconsinites, of our Wisconsin citizens.
However, other lawmakers see it as politically risky, even though it appears to have public support. The Medical Society's Turney points to a poll done by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. It showed 77% support an increase, with money going for health-related programs like Medicaid.
Every pack of cigarettes sold results in over $7 in health care costs, and 13-14% of the Medicaid budget is directly related to smoking-related illnesses.
Lawmakers and the governor will have to figure out how to continue funding Medicaid. Supporters of a higher cigarette tax say this is one solution. However, Wisconsin convenience stores are concerned about competition from bordering states with lower cigarette taxes. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.